listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust. As has often been noted, the parallels between Balinese gamelan and certain works by John Cage, especially the ones of the prepared piano period, seem obvious to many, including John Noyes Manas, who, together with Andrew McGraw, embarked on producing the recording we'll listen to this evening, Gamelan Cage, Sangar Sarakan of Bali, with a purposely put together gamelan orchestra led by I. Made Subandi. McGraw is on faculty at the University of Richmond and is himself an active performer who directs a gamelan orchestra for the Richmond community. He received his PhD in ethnomusicology from Wesleyan University in 2005 and has published extensively on Southeast Asian music, music and ethics, and rhythmic analysis. These recordings were made on July 29-30 in 2012 at the Pranati Center for the Arts, performed by Bali Gamelan Sarakan, I. Made Subandi director, John Noyes Manas, a.k.a. Giovanni Sciarrino, concept and photos, and Andrew Clay McGraw, artistic direction, musical arrangements, and liner notes. Released on the artist-led UK-based Sargasso label, SCD 28075, with a booklet of liner notes that describe the preparatory and recording processes. This album is another example of the passion of Italian gamelan recording producer John Noyes Manas, which is the reinterpretation of 20th century modernist Western music by various kinds of gamelan groups. I. Made Subandi is a gamelan composer and performer from Bali. He studied with his father, the drummer and wayang player I. Made Dig, and SMKI and STSI, arts organizations in Indonesia. He teaches at the Indonesian Academy of Performing Arts in Bali. The CD begins with Cage's Bacchanal from 1940 for solo prepared piano, begun in 1938, returned to and completed in 1940. This was Cage's first work for prepared piano, composed in response to a request for a dance accompaniment by a fellow faculty member at the Cornish School, Sevilla Fort. Fort's request was for a work with an African inflection, and Cage originally intended to write a piece for percussion ensemble. However, given that the performance space was too small to accommodate a battery of percussion instruments, and that he only had a traditional grand piano with which to work, he began experimenting with objects placed inside the piano, under and between its strings, attempting to alter its sounds. The final preparations are quite simple, weather stripping, pieces of rubber, and screws and bolts. The prepared piano became a signal instrument for Cage. Years later, in 1949, after the New York premiere of his magnum opus for the instrument, Sonatas and Interludes, from 1946-48, Cage received citations from both the Guggenheim Foundation and the National Academy of Arts and Letters for having, quote, extended the boundaries of music, close quote. Here's Bacchanal. Thank you. We move on now to Primitive from 1942 for solo string piano, one of Cage's many works for dance, this one choreographed by Wilson Williams, who the following year would found the Negro Dance Company. The composition uses a constant rhythm as well as minimalistic repetitions throughout. Now on to Cage's Tossed as It Is Untroubled from 1943 for solo prepared piano dedicated to Valerie Bettis. This lively dance piece is monophonic, set in a periodic rhythm and written in a 7x7 rhythmic structure. This was originally used as music for the eponymous choreographed piece by Merce Cunningham. It is available in the C.F. Peters compilation Prepared Piano Music 1940 to 47, Volume 1, listed in the catalog as EP67886A. Thank you. Next up is Cage's Prelude for Meditation from 1944, a one-minute piece for solo-prepared piano available in the C.F. Peters compilation Prepared Piano Music 1940-47, Volume 2, listed in the catalog as EP67886B. This work has a tiny range of sounds and is rhythmically very simple. As in other works from this period, Cage uses only the white notes of the piano, making it somewhat reminiscent of the music of Erik Satie, of whom Cage was extremely fond. Now we listen to The Unavailable Memory Of, from 1944, a four-minute work for solo prepared piano, originally used as music for the eponymous choreographic work by Merce Cunningham. This composition was edited by Richard Bunger in 1977. It's static and contemplative and is notated entirely in the bass clef. It consists of various arpeggiations using the same five pitches. It too is available in the C.F. Peters compilation, Paired Piano Music 1940-47, Volume 2, EP67886B. Thank you. Now on to Mysterious Adventure from 1945, an 8-minute piece for solo prepared piano, originally composed as music for the eponymous choreographed work by Merce Cunningham using a compatible rhythmic structure. It is divided into 5 sections, arranged in block-like modular segments that reappear in various forms. The work's frenetic activities, not having particular direction, as well as its many repetitions, make it perhaps a rather trivial piece, less successful than other of Cage's simpler, more understated pieces, wherein tension and drive are better maintained. The piano preparation is moderately complicated, involving 27 notes. It, too, is available in the C.F. Peters Prepared Piano Music 1940-47, Volume 2, Compilation, EP 67886B. Next up is Daughters of the Lonesome Isle from 1945, a 12-minute piece for solo prepared piano. This work has an atmospheric quality and is divided into 19 clearly defined sections, its phraseology in accord with that of the dance for which it was written. Its piano preparation of 39 notes is moderately complicated. The score is published by C.F. Peters as Peters Edition EP 6785. Thank you. Next up is music for Marcel Duchamp from 1947. This is a 5-minute work for solo prepared piano, originally written for the Duchamp portion of Hans Richter's film entitled Dreams That Money Can Buy. Cage's composition, which is static, meditative, and timeless, evokes timbres of harmonies of Asian music as well as the music of Erik Satie. It uses few tones, muted by 7 pieces of weather stripping, 1 piece of rubber, and 1 bolt. These soft materials avoid fluctuations in resonance. This was important for Cage because the music had to be recorded, and in the first recordings, Cage commented on how poorly the piano sounded. One new idea in this work is evident in Cage's use of silence, heard especially in the last part, where 7 times 2 bars of music are followed by 2 measures of silence. These repetitions create tension and constitute a new dimension in Cage's music, stepping away as they do from his usual rhythmic propulsions. This work is also available in the C.F. Peters compilation, Prepared Piano Music 1940-47, Volume 2, EP 67886B. The last work on the Cage-Gamelin CD is one of the sonatas from Cage's celebrated Sonatas and Interludes from 1946 to 48, his Sonata number 5. Much has been written about this work and in just about any article or book about the composer you can find. In his book, The Music of John Cage, James Pritchett gives a particularly thorough structural analysis. In this composition, Cage expresses his interpretation of the permanent emotions of Indian tradition, the heroic, the erotic, the wondrous, the comic, those are the four light moods, sorrow, fear, anger, and the odious, the four dark moods, and their common tendency toward tranquility at the center. This was Cage's first composition using Hindu philosophy as a basis, and he composed the Sonatas and Interludes in a period during which he was reading extensively the works of the Indian art historian and critic Ananda K. Kumaraswamy. The Sonatas and Interludes are interwoven throughout, with Sonatas number 14 and 15 paired together under the name Gemini after the work Richard Lippold, Lippold being a close friend to John Cage. The preparation of the piano is quite elaborate and takes between 2 to 3 hours to complete. In point of fact, several pianists have chosen to make their preparation of the piano for this work part of their performances. A total of 49 notes are prepared, mainly with screws and bolts, but also 15 pieces of rubber, 4 pieces of plastic, 6 nuts, and 1 eraser. In recent years, there has been a tendency to perform this work on a smaller piano, smaller than a concert grand, say, which makes sense since Cage himself probably wrote the work on his own small piano. The work was dedicated to Mauro Ajimian and is available from C.F. Peters as Peters Edition EP 6755. Since we have a couple of minutes remaining, let's have a listen to this last piece, Cage's Sonata number 5, as well as the following Sonata number 6 from his Sonatas and Interludes, in its original instrumentation for prepared piano, as recorded and released in 1996 by one of my favorite Cage performers, Philip Vondré. Thank you.
Thank you.